Hello everybody, it's George Mylan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Troubling news from the Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, and few people have got a good word to say about the way she's managing her portfolio. And so she's going against the ruling of the Supreme Court. This is staggering for a government so pedantically legalistic and tries to see law as a way to circumvent politics. Here she wants to blatantly break the law, because the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom ruled back in April that women are female. Wow. Well, no shit, Sherlock. What has life come to when you need to go to Supreme Court to tell you that? That when it says women, it means those who are biologically female. What on earth could it else possibly mean? Now they're trans women. I suppose they've always people been gender dysphoria. But, you know, because of advances of the last century, people can have their genitals reassigned or whatever, or get tons of, you know, testosterone or estrogen, progesterone, and so forth. But wanting to be something doesn't actually make you that thing. If I want to be the king, no, that doesn't make me the king. Even I say, you've got to call me your majesty. No, you don't. And surely it's some sort of insanity. No, I'm not a psychiatrist. But if someone believes that he or she is something that he or she is not, then that is crazy, isn't it? If I were to say I was John the Baptist or Louis the 14th, you would say I was laboring under misapprehension, and surely I should not be reinforced in this delusion. You ought to bring me back to reality and tell me what I really am, and so on. So this is gender blackface. There's that woman in Germany who takes loads of chemicals to turn her skin black, although she's ethnically white. Is she black or not? Because by appearance, she is. But racially, she's not, I would say. That she's not. I mean, there can be a difference between appearance and reality. So anyway, the Equality and Human Rights Commission, they issued guidance on women-only spaces. Okay, she said she's not going to go along with these, because what about changing rooms or lavatories and schools? One thing about the loo is obviously you're in the cubicle, so what does it matter what you got between your legs? And as a solicitor said to me, what we're moving towards is gender neutral. Doesn't matter you're male or female, you're all lock the door and that's it. And we're not going to ask. But the confusing thing with transgender people is the man can look like a woman and the woman can look like a man and so on. But, you know, in all female spaces, women be in a state of undress and nudity. They won't want to see the men to see them like that. They might fear sexual assault. Even men might feel that in an all male space. But of course, you could be, you know, assaulted by a homosexual man, or a woman could be sexually assaulted by a lesbian. And now I'm not saying that gay men are likely to do this or are more likely to commit sex crimes than straight men. No, absolutely not. But a few would. Likewise, I'm not suggesting that many lesbian women would touch a woman against her will. I think very, very few would. But, you know, just as a possibility. So even if you have an all-female space, it doesn't completely rule out the risk of sexual assault. And even if you have an all-male space, it doesn't preclude that either. So, yeah, the Women and Equality Secretary is not signing up to this. Okay, so, wow. Now, the confusing thing is you can't tell who's who sometimes, because people have a shed load of hormones and develop breasts or grow a beard or whatever, and then you can even have the genitals reassigned. But what if the genitals are reassigned? Would even I accept that a woman is someone who was actually born male? On the other hand, she, he, whatever, can't have a functioning uterus and ovaries. Maybe medical science will make that possible in time as well. Trans exclusive. But, you know, isn't it a fad? It's just so fashionable. We weren't even talking about it a few years ago. And why do teenagers get into this? I mean, they like to draw attention to themselves. They're experimenting. They're not sure what they are. They want to make a splash. They wish to irritate their parents and so forth. And, you know, Freud said adolescence is a crisis. So more and more adolescents are fooling around with this. And especially those are very autistic, you know, got various personality disorders and things like that, or so-called complex needs, special educational needs, and so on. For a government that wants to reduce violence against women, it really is flabbergasting that they should be going along with this. So here she is, blatantly breaking the law. Miss Phillipson, who's never taught a day in her life, who really doesn't know a thing about education, she's there, wants to get rid of free schools, these highly successful state schools, wants to tax independent schools into non-existence, even though they're highly successful, is a big export industry. They get lots of foreign pupils to come in and stuff like that. So there she is trying to break the law, just like the Scottish National Party in North Britain. So the Equality and Human Rights Commission, they published a 300-page long code, which they gave to ministers in September. Yeah, and focus on other things, employment, because occasionally your sex is relevant. Say, we want a matron from a girl's house and only females can do it. We might want a housemaster in a boy's house and only a man can do it, but that's very rare that they allow that. Or religious leadership. The only area they are allowed to blatantly discriminate and not seen as unfair discrimination is some religious organizations say only a male can do this, or maybe only a female. So only a woman can be a nun. And is that employment of a kind? Because they get their bed and board. They might get some sort of tiny stipend to live off, but it's below the minimum wage. So what's been taken into account is the minimum wage. But you can only join if you are female. Monks, you can only join if you're male. You can only be a Catholic priest or Orthodox priest if you're male. And how about a trans man? And Muslim religious leadership, usually for mosques, only a male is permitted to do so. And so are they going to have to force women on these people? So you see Labour blatantly breaking the own law to appease the militant wing of the transgender mania. What do you think? Anyway, so I mean, I suppose transgender people, they're not evil. And I've met some of them. Yeah, they're all right. I think they're deluded. But you can call yourself whatever you want or wear whatever you want. I don't have to call you that. And that's not hating you. That's telling the plain truth. I think you got a problem and should just be happy being the sex that you actually are. And we wouldn't have indulged this twaddle not so long ago. So throughout human history, we had very, very few transgender people. And all of a sudden, it's exploded. Why? I suppose it's just en vogue. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.